in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Good evening, everybody. And yes, it is evening time where I live. I hope everybody is having a fantastic week. If you live in the United States, like from the central United States to the East Coast, I hope you're all staying cool. We'll come back to that. But I want to thank everyone for joining the show tonight. And we're going to cover Revelation, but from a slightly different side. Tonight's show topic or the theme is 2045 Transhuman Agenda versus the Kingdom of God. Interesting subject, don't you think, Priscilla?
I'm here.
He's there somewhere. I know. I sniped that one on you.
You snuck one because I keep it on. I keep my mic muted.
On mute. Yeah.
Avoid any background noises. Yes, I agree. Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's but how are we looking at this? How are these two future timelines going to compete? And it all comes down to basically the power of intention. And some intentions you better just be on the right side of. I hope your intention aligns with the intention of our Creator, which gives us a very interesting and very positive look at the future when we look at it from a God perspective, from the perspective of our Creator. And I don't know how wide of a paintbrush that you want to paint here, because it's going to come down to, and I've said this several times before, it comes down to our relationship with the consciousness of everything. The power that runs the multiverse, the conscious energy that we are connected to across many dimensions. The math says, hey, we're in at least 10 plus the dimension of time, and they want to throw another dimension on that. I say about 12 dimensions. But when they continue out the mathematics, it doesn't have to stop. And each dimension is essentially the universe, what we would call the universe, came into existence in the not so big bang, because that's not exactly what happened. Mathematics is an electrical discharge that we are writing on through this dimension, in which this tiny little planet called Earth, on the outer skirts of a galaxy that we named the Milky Way. You know, it's like, okay, like, they didn't have names before that. But that's what we call it here on Earth, because it's what we knew. It's what we knew for centuries. And, you know, it goes way beyond that. And so could we be the only ones within this universe? The only three-dimensional physical, intelligent life forms that not just are intelligent, like, oh, my parrot can sing songs. My dog knows 177 commands. No, truly consciously intelligent, where we can plan our futures and we can create what we do. That's our potential anyway. But we face some a very interesting challenge that's going on, especially when we look at what is happening on this planet with everything that they're doing to us. And what when I say they, I don't want to call them the deep state, but let's say somebody's got to be doing the funding behind this, so it must be coming from the synagogue of Satan, because I wouldn't exactly call it God's plan. It doesn't exactly what Yahuwah intended for this dimension, these three physical dimensions in which we live on a small little planet out in the middle of nowhere on the edge of the cosmos. Why are we so important? So are we just along for the ride and the whims of whatever the rulers of this planet want? Hit the like and subscribe button if you haven't done that already. But nice little switch the gears there. But yeah, please do that. It helps the channel. Share the information with people that you know, your family, your friends, people you like and don't like. Maybe the information will give them something to think about. Something to think about our very future. Based on what we know from biblical history and through prophecy, we can decipher who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. We can decipher those who have godly personalities. And I don't mean getting down on your prayer rug and saying some chant every day. We all have different personalities, but there are some people that we can just relate to. Why? Because at the core, we both have similar belief systems, and we connect to the multiverse around us. And there's so much dogma when you get into religion, and from both sides, you know, whether it's New Age or Buddhist or Catholic or whatever. My family were kind of partial to Lutherans because they supported Martin Luther during the Reformation. For that, we got hunted down. And so you get to this point, and now the hunt is really on. You see, because what they're doing is they're hunting for souls. They want to know who everybody is on this planet. And it's a way that they're going to that they hope to transform the future. And with that, the 2024 agenda. Riscal, could you put up the first picture, number one? The 2045 agenda. 2044 was a different agenda, but anyway, the 2045 agenda. The 2045 Avatar project, and what they hope to accomplish. And boy, you want to talk about joining the Matrix. Riscal, listen to this. Avatar A, this is from 2015. This is after they came up with the concept. From 2015 to 2020, hey, that's history now. Okay, have they accomplished this? Robotic copy of human body, controlled remotely by advanced brain-computer interface. Wait a minute, what? Yeah, slap on one of Elon Musk's mental transmitters that hooks up to your robot friend, who can be made to look anything like you want it to look, depending on what skin you put on it. And now you have mental telepathy. You can command that robot to do your bidding just by thinking about it. Remote control, automatic, computerized gizmos. Hey, you forgot the vacuum under there. Get busy. Wasn't it Elon Musk that said, we're not going to have to work and we'll have robots doing our jobs for us? Step one. What's the reality of that, Riscala? What's the reality of that? Hello, Neuralink.
We're already there.
Yeah. We're already there. They accomplished that objective.
They've admitted that they have technology that can input thoughts into your brain. They can transmit a voice, an audible voice, into you. And you could be standing in a group of people, and they can transmit this voice right into your brain. Nobody else can hear it. So we're already there.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you can do that on a massive level using HARP. You know, the same machine that controls the weather and causes earthquakes. Tell me who's not controlling this weather. Hey, everybody stay hydrated. If you're from the Midwest East, wherever this high pressure dome is, this heat dome is, you know, take care of yourself. We'll come back and we'll revisit that. But yeah. And so what's next on the agenda? Now, I don't know if they've done this or not. I have not heard anything particularly about this. I don't know if you have, Riscala, but this is Avatar B, 2020 to 2025. They wanted to have an avatar featuring a transplanted human brain kept alive outside the body. So you don't even have to be in your own body to control the robot. It could just be your brain. Do you think they're going to have certain issues with this? Riscala, what are your thoughts?
It's scary because
I don't know if they've accomplished this or not, but
it's, to me, it's scary. And the reason I say that is that we have documented information of people hurting children, doing the most vile and unspeakable things, and nobody's coming out, generally speaking. Yeah, there are some people that are speaking out against it, but as a general statement, we should be in the streets like they are in Albania. In Albania, they got literally millions of people in the streets because they didn't want Kushner and his little honey to open up one of their islands into a billionaire fantasy place. We should be like that, but instead...
Yeah, they got pissed.
Yeah, instead, you don't see much of a reaction to that. And so when you talk about something like this, and shouldn't people be upset? They're just... I think that they have so much being thrown at people nowadays. There is just coming from every direction. If it's not the war, it's the files. If it's not the files, it's Ebola. If it's not Ebola, it's the economy. You know, if it's not the economy, it's the price of gas. It's just from every direction you can possibly imagine. We're getting nailed right, left, and center. So it's difficult. And this is by design, I totally believe. It's difficult for us.
Absolutely.
To you know, like you're saying, why shouldn't we, you know, we should be going out and speak now? Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, and it's constant influence. But, you know, you raise a good question. Why aren't we in the streets over to what they're doing with children? And, you know, there's still what, over 300,000 children that came in under the Biden administration. I don't want to get political. I just want to stay focused on the children. And nobody knows where they disappeared to. We're told about the few that they recovered. Allegedly, it was a half, closer to a half a million. But there's like 385 children, that, 300 and something. I forget the exact number. But still a large number of them that nobody knows what happened to them. They vanished. They vanished. Riscullo, you know, this almost got me in trouble back around 2013, I think it was, 2012, 2013, when I first came across this, and we ought to do a whole show on this, if you really want to broach some things. But if we're on YouTube, well, we don't have a super large audience on YouTube, but still, we can do a show on this. There's a lot of information. Over 800,000 kids vanished from the United States. 800,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know the picture, the milk cartons when they would put the kids' pictures on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
The agency that was in charge of that, and I'm talking about the boots on the ground people that were putting out this information, and they were totally sincere. They were clients of mine when I was in telecommunications, and two women. They had a small staff, but two women, very nice women. They worked out of a basically it was a converted home into an office out of New Paltz, New York. Now, they seem to be pretty sincere in what they're doing. I'm not saying they were involved in anything nefarious, but I was told you wouldn't believe the files that they have on, and the milk cartons that they would put, you know, those pictures were like a desperate last call. I wonder if they ever found any of them. What was found is that about 250,000 are kidnapped by, they're either runaways from home or they're kidnapped by a spouse or a family relative who, you know, it's like husband or wife gets custody depending on the situation, obviously, but the other side of the family comes and kidnaps the kids. What? And those kids are recovered. You know, it's an internal family feud. But, yeah, okay, so what happened to the other half a million plus? Yeah, so we could do a whole show on that. And that's part of that, believe it or not, that ties in to what you had mentioned, that whole series, along with the Epstein files. It's not ready yet. It's not ready yet. And I'm not speaking politically. I'm speaking biblically, based on how the prophecies have to unfold. What has to happen first is this nonsense in the Middle East and in Ukraine has to come to an end. And it may get a lot worse before it gets better.
Doesn't look like it's coming yet.
Well, it's going to escalate. It's going to escalate. Okay. It's going to escalate to a point where they say enough is enough. Okay. That's where it's going to escalate to. And hello, Trump and his golden dome. But part of what they're doing, and it seems like this, it depends on who's paying the bills, because at the same time that this nonsense is happening, what are the mega computer companies doing now? Hello, we need more space for AI. What?
data centers.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know much about quantum computing?
No, not really.
I've heard the term now, the quantum financial system. You know, that's where it was first, and then, you know, it's going to be the next computing system, and it's quite fascinating. These data centers, the AI reads lines of information, right? And so you got file 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and as fast as it can, it reads all that information. For quantum, this will give you a scale of things. For a quantum computer, it can do in 2 minutes what it would take AI to do in like 1,000 years.
I don't think you're talking about AI. I think you're talking about these supercomputers that they have now. I don't think that's
AI.
No,
what I'm talking about right now is quantum computing. Yes, yeah. It's beyond AI. It's light years beyond AI.
Yeah.
It computes at an unbelievable speed. It's let me just say this thing and think about this. The way it operates, it's basically conscious.
Almost, yeah. Using the example of reading line by line on a page, a quantum computer reads the entire book by the time that the supercomputers have read one or two lines. The quantum computers can read the whole book. I don't know a whole lot about it other than they may be our savior in a way, because they're very small and they can compute like crazy, and they may be the way out for us with regard to these huge AI centers that are going to these quote data centers that they want to put up everywhere. The quantum computers, these data centers, a quantum computer can be maybe the size of a house versus these data centers that are, some of them are larger than cities, Peter. I don't know if you've heard about that, but some of them are huge.
That's what I understand. And there's already been reports of repercussions from the ones that they've put in. And allegedly, the biggest issue that they're going to have is water usage.
Yeah.
For the cooling. You know, you got to keep that stuff cold.
Here we are in an age where we're so advanced technologically, and yet we have something as simple as, oh, well, we have to use all of this water. You can't find a better way. I know there's better ways than what they're doing, but they have to use the water. Why? Because the more destruction that they, this sounds pessimistic, but this is the truth. The more destruction that they can do to an area, it's easier for them to declare that area. I can't remember the words that they use, but basically they take it over.
Eminent domain.
That's what it is. Eminent domain.
Eminent domain.
Yeah.
Let me explain. What eminent domain is, basically the state or the federal government can come in and say, this is our land now. Get the hell off.
That's it.
There's a good history of it. Look at the TVA project, Tennessee Valley Authority project. They put the system originally called, I think, for 26 dams, and they put in, I think, 22 or 24. They never actually completed the project, but the people who lived in those valleys, they just said, hey, see ya. I lived in that area.
They forced people out.
You know, it's like, yeah.
that force people that out. Is disgusting.
Exactly. There was actually a movie about it. They found some wild girl. Interestingly enough, Lake Fontana. It's the highest dam in the Smokies, and they cleared out. People lived along the rivers.
Hmm.
That's where their water came from.
See you, bye.
That's how they flushed their toilets.
See you, bye.
You know, it's yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And so,
you were saying we could have our brain actually outside of our body.
And that's what their objective is. Yeah, I'm going to tie these two together. Okay, I want to go back and visit quantum for just a second, for just a minute. You've got a computer that knows where everything is. It knows where everything is. Forget the line-by-line stuff. That's antiquated. And you know when they want to have this established by? Take a guess, Riscal. I'll take a guess.
I have no idea.
Functional by 2030. Whoa. Wait a minute. 2030? Oh. They say somewhere between 2028 and 2030. They want to have that functional. Interesting. That they want to have it functional for the beginning of the 2000th year anniversary that Jesus started his ministry.
Hmm.
Yeah. Here we go, Revelation. You see how this is tying together? You've got an information system that instantly knows everything that there is to know on the planet, including where you are right now, as long as you have your cell phone with you, unless you've got graphene oxide within your body, which will act as a transmitter. And the idea is then to go from there to our very DNA. Our very aura, almost. Our biological makeup. Oh, you give off this frequency. We know it's you. Yeah. Now, think about that technology. And then, let's see. The Avatar B. A transplanted, it's like Dr. Frankenstein, a transplanted human brain kept alive outside the body. So it can control things, so it can think. That would be the next step. Now, I don't know if they've actually accomplished that yet or not, but where do we go after this? Avatar C, from 2030 to 2035. And Rosella, can we turn? Let's go to picture number two, actually. Yeah, this is. I should have included one other set of pictures. Go back to Star Trek and the Borg. Mostly machine. But let's see, the mother Borg there that had a thing for, well, I think this was their first contact movie. She was mostly machine, except for her head and her spinal column. Think about that. Were they showing us what their intention was? Kind of weird. But anyway. What they want to go, where they want to go next, 2030 to 2035, an artificial synthetic brain to house a human's complete personality and consciousness. Let me read that again. An artificial synthetic brain to house a human's complete personality and consciousness. Hello, quantum computing. You see how this starts to tie together, Riscala? AI and what's going on in the computing world. Keep a brain outside, alive and functioning outside the human body. It's alive. What could you have that brain programming? What could you have that brain doing?
I put up a picture of the board.
There we go. Thank you very much. There she is. There she is. How long is she going to live for? How long does she, you know, how long does a Borg live?
How about this, Peter? Look at this.
Yeah, there you go.
This is not AI. This is China and Japan. And there was another one. I think it was Pakistan, but it was another country. They're moving forward exponentially on these things. And they have some now that it's amazing. It really is amazing.
Yeah. You know, sad as it may be, I had heard somebody talk. I was watching a podcast. I forgot who it was, but they were saying that the technology is coming about to choose your child from a DNA bank.
That's and
yeah, it takes me back to that Woody Allen movie. Okay, so what was the other thing that they had in that movie? The Orgasmatron? Well, there you go. Go back to the.
Jeez. Well. I think I lost you, Peter. Are you there, Peter? Stand by. Well. You're not muted, Peter, but I can't hear you. I have to move around or something. All right, well, in the interim of that, let me play a, see if we have a short video before we get him back on. Don't have anything really short. Let's see. Okay.
A 3 hour tour. A 3 hour tour. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost.
Bring him back on. Are you there, Peter? Still can't hear him.
Oh, I can't hear
you, Peter. There you are.
Skull, I see that I'm in the studio. I do not hear you. It says we're live.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah. I'm here, buddy.
I told you they're playing with us. I think my phone had a stroke. Anyway, it had a heat stroke. So it's so much for AI, you know?
I'm
not going to say.
I'm looking at this picture from Time with the cord coming out of the back of the neck that kind of reminiscent of the Matrix movie.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? How about that? So now they could just turn around and have us run their machines for them. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that the future that they have planned for us? And, you know, it's crazy when you look at the forces behind this, the people who actually backed it. Now, but when I first talked about this, and it's got to be 10 years ago, at least 10 years ago, there were all sorts of people that were behind this whole 2045 agenda. Can you go to the next picture there? Here's one of them, and this was number three, picture number three. I was surprised when I came across this one, and this is the only one that I could still find on the internet. The Dalai Lama, a supporter of the 2045 agenda. Like, wait a minute. You're getting reincarnated. What do you care about that?
Dirtbag.
That one blew my mind. Oh, so the legend or belief goes is that, you know, oh, he's going to get reincarnated in a little kid. Okay. Always a little kid. I thought they come back, you know, they led a life of evil. They come back like as a cockroach or something. But anyway, whatever. You connect into the Dalai Lama, you connect into God, to our Creator. You see, that's where a lot of people just have blind faith, where they're willing to follow any doctrine or dogma regardless of what it is. And so we become nothing more than a group of trained SEALs. You ever watch Trained SEAL? I know you've had to go to the Miami Aquarium and places like that. I mean, for as long as you lived in Florida, you know. Trained SEALs. Here, have another sardine. they get those critters to do almost anything that they want. They get the same thing with the. You know, it's like, how much easier is it for a person? Live mentality. And then everybody puts the pressure on society to do something that most people wouldn't do because of some sort of biological situation that was, enhanced, which was released upon the planet. Oh, quick, do this, do that, do the other thing. Quick, get in the hospital. Three gunshots to the chest. No, he died of COVID. What the heck? What the heck? So where do they want to bring this to? Where do they want to? This is the future that they want to create for the elite to finally get to that 2045 agenda. Where in between 2040 and 2045, this is their end goal, a holographic, non-biological body that allows humans to achieve digital immortality. Did you get that? An avatar that's a hard light holograph that is non-biological, that allows humans to achieve digital immortality.
I got one better than that.
Talk about living within the machine. Go ahead.
What if they could capture your spirit, your soul? What if there is a patent on technology that can capture your spirit or your soul?
Well, you see, that would have to be the key. And there's a problem with that. There's a problem with that, which goes right back to Genesis, I believe it's in 10th or 11th chapter, where Noah comes out of the ark and he offers up a sacrifice, and there's a rainbow, and then he's given a set of commands by God, and one of them is very important: become fruitful, fill the earth, become many. Something changed, though. They were given permission to eat meat. Yeah, you're now getting a lot more direct sunlight. It wasn't being filtered out by one big bubble around planet Earth. What most people refer to as the firmament, but it fell during the flood. But they were allowed to eat meat. But there's a prohibition against eating meat with the blood. And the scripture says, because within the blood is the soul, and from every creature I shall ask back soul, from man I shall ask back his very soul. Scully, you ever have a near death? What they call a near-death experience, or I was dead. I got sent back. Guess what? The consciousness left the building. First, it left the body, and then it left the building. My consciousness was no longer within my body. Last time I saw my body, they were wheeling it down a hospital corridor. Bye-bye. and I felt like I was in a tractor beam. And when my attention changed to where I was actually headed to, great white light, and I was connected directly to it. Now, that was my experience. And the interesting thing was just like a tractor beam pulled my conscience right up to it. But about halfway there, it stopped. And then I could feel a force that was pushing my consciousness back. It wasn't like I was being pulled back. No, it was a force that was pushing my consciousness back. Now, if you talk to anybody that's had a near-death experience, the one thing that is totally common among everyone that I've ever talked to or listened to is that they're all different. They're like snowflakes. They're particular to the people who have the experience. And I think that happens based on our belief system that was installed before.
You're breaking up, Peter.
Anyway. Okay, hold on. We'll rectify that. That should be a little bit better.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Okay, good. Solve that issue. Anyway. The let's see, where was I? Let's go to the next the next picture, because we're kind of running out of time here. But that would be picture number 4. Because just like, there you go. That's Pope Leo. He supports AI. I wonder if that's because of that holograph of Pope Francis standing in the window in St. Peter's Square giving everybody their blessing. And then he turns around and disappears. What? Where'd he go?
That was pretty freaky.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you haven't seen that, I'm sure it's still on the internet somewhere. Pope Francis disappears from window. Go to Google, Google or YouTube. So what can they do with AI? A lot. But quantum computing gives them consciousness across all of the AI simultaneously. And it's a step closer to creating silicone-based life forms. Think about that. Non-biological. They're not carbon-based. They're silicone-based. God, I said this years ago. Because you have to figure out, okay, if they've released those who are being kept in the pit of the abyss, and they were given free reign of planet Earth, which would, I would back that up. Hello, Apollyon. We've talked about this in other episodes. Would they not want physical bodies to put their conscious energy force into? Think about that. Why are these people creating this technology to create non-biological humans? Digital humans. Hello, AI computing. And so now we have to figure out and think hard about this. Which agenda are you going to support? That one or God's kingdom? Because we are living right during this time where we're at a cosmic turning point. An event never to be repeated again in cosmic history, not just Earth history, cosmic history. It's like taking an event at an anthill and spreading that event around the whole entire planet. Because it involves everything within the cosmos, every intelligent life form within the cosmos. This is where they want to take us to 2045. What's God's kingdom? What's his say for the future? Riscal, can we put up picture number 6? I believe it's numbers. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go picture number 5. We'll get to that one in a minute. There we go. We go back to Genesis. Genesis, the first chapter, verses 27 to 28, where it says that God created, said, let us create man in our image. Who was our? God's image? And let's give him the earth. We brought it to this condition. It's ready for the next creation. And so into what we are told is the Garden of Eden, we have the creation of account of Adam and the biologically engineered creation of Eve. Genetic engineering, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. This one came from woman, from man. I will call her woman. Yeah, Adam knew she was biological creation, but it was biological. It was biological. And what were they told? Be fruitful, become many, fill the earth. Be fruitful, become many, and fill the earth. How long is that going to take? Yeah, God was going to take a rest. He was going to take the seventh. He was going to start the seventh day, rest day. And that's the time period that we're in now. But that time period is soon to come to an end. So we are in that rest day of the creative force of the universe. And a very interesting time. Jehovah, don't sleep too long. We're going to be across the galactic plane of the equator here. We're going to the other side in the progression of the equinoxes. The Earth is going to go through some serious changes, and you're bringing this all together at the same time? Whoa, we're in for a heck of a ride. But we're in for a heck of a future, because this is where it all changes. This is where it all changes. Riscal, what was the command? Real simple command. Be fruitful, become many, fill the earth, right?
The earth is full.
Okay. The earth is full, absolutely. Now, here's an interesting thing. Biologically speaking, a woman is born with over 400,000 eggs in her ovaries. She's born that way. Over 400,000 eggs. A mouse or a rat has about 20,000. Think about that. Are those enough eggs to fill an earth? 400,000?
That's a lot of diapers.
Well, not in a perfect world. You see, we'd have perfect human DNA, because in order to use all of those eggs up, even passing them at one per month, it would take over 35,000 years. It's been 6,000 years since Adam's creation. 6,051. No, 50. Something right around there, 50, 51. 35,000? Whoa! What if, you know, in humans, you got to think humans, we breed like rats, we could, almost. But most of the larger mammals go into gestation once a year, sometimes twice. And so that there's a, how long would it take to use up 500,000 eggs if you only passed one or two a year? You see, you would have to live forever to get through all of that. There was no end to life. the body rebuilds itself completely every 10 years. A lot of parts get replaced in 7 years, but completely in 10 years, everything is replaced in your body. How many times can your body do that? Until you run out of telomeres in your DNA, and then you're pretty much shot, unless we had perfect human DNA. Now, the interesting situation that we all face is that we're now at this time, this culmination. That was God's command. How did you screw up propagating? Interference with Satan, with the satanic forces who want our children. Think about that. Think about that. How many children get sacrificed to abortion every year? Let alone how many go disappearing. That life, that is a viable life. But we have some encouragement here. Isaiah 55:11, and Riscola, now if we can go to picture number 6. Isaiah 55:11 says that God's word does not come back to him unfulfilled. It's quoted right there. It is going to accomplish what it sets out to do until it is completed. Riscola, in your opinion, has God's word been completed?
I would say yes.
Well, as far as the planet goes, but look at what's happened on this planet. Are we living in any kind of a paradise?
No.
And we're under total control?
Completed in the sense that we're living according to the Bible, right? According to the times in the Bible, we are now in the book of Revelation towards the end of that. Am I?
Yeah. And so we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And we're going to be witnesses to the end of this satanic system of evil. And we're going to live through the cosmic battle of Armageddon. So, you know, I'm not going to scare anybody. It's a wild time in life. And if you're on the right timeline, so they say, you'll go through the narrow and cramped door and into a biologically everlasting life. Maybe eventually get your own planet. Think about that. Now, here's an important thing. And Riscola, let's go to picture number 7. Here's an important thing. When we were created, and this is actually listed in Psalms and Hebrews, it says that we were made a little less than the godlike ones. A little less than the godlike ones. Huh. How are we a little less? Well, we don't travel interdimensionally. We can only do that consciously, not physically. Physically, we're bound to the earth. We're a new species. We weren't created from the chimpanzees or the lower life forms and be made slaves by the godlike ones like the Anunnaki. Yeah, think about that. People have subjected themselves to, you can't even keep track of how many gods the Hindus have. What is it? Almost 300,000. 3 million god, 3.5 million gods and demigods. How the heck did they name them all? I believe that's what it is. It's crazy. So you subject yourselves just because you were made a little bit lower? No. I'm the baby on the block. I'm the baby on the block. Don't try abusing me. I can yell real loud right back to Papa. And so that's the connection that we have to make. You see, we are not inferior. And that's why, as a matter of fact, we're special. We're special. Yeah, in God's eyes, we may be a little retarded, we may be imperfect, but we were special enough for him to give his only begotten son in order to rescue us back, to pay the price that Adam had lost and rescue us back out of the satanic system of evil, which has been created for the last 6,000 years for our enjoyment. Think about that. It's time to end the charade. And it's being ended. Just be patient. Information is coming out. What's happening right now is all part of this. I'm talking about politically speaking. It's just part of taking down the Babylon the Great. The three independent city states, they're in the process of taking down the city of London. That one's going to hurt a little bit. And then hold on to what will take down the Vatican. Should we let the children speak? Let's see where this goes. Let's see where this goes. But that's what's going to have to happen. Washington's done. We'll have the Independence Day celebration come this July 4th. Riscola, how many years did the Revolutionary War last? Do you remember? Because it started on Independence Day.
No, embarrassingly, no, I don't.
Yeah, that's
you know, just remember this, Peter. When I get up from my desk and walk into the bathroom, I can't remember what I walked into the bathroom. One of those things.
Yep, it happens. Methylene blue will help, but I've had that happen since I was a kid. I remember I would walk out of my bedroom and go head into the kitchen to get something, and I didn't remember what I wanted to go get, and so I'd walk back to my bedroom and say, "Oh yeah, that's what I wanted," and left my thought in the bedroom.
Now that I've had time to look it up, it was 8 years.
8 years. Do the math. What does that bring us? 2034. Which is interesting because the Vatican wants to start a 7-year ritual in Africa next year, 2007, and it's supposed to last 7 years, 2034. A 7-year ritual? What is the Vatican going to be doing for 7 years? In the heart of Africa. What kind of ritual are they up to? Is this part of the ninth circle? But you see, this is not the end of the story, because at the end of this system of evil, Riscola, if we can bring up picture 8, actually, we're going to be running out of time here. Let's see. Let's go to picture 10. No, let's see picture. Okay. 10, 9, 8. Yeah, it is 8. Let's go. Sorry about that. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. One of my absolute favorite scriptures in the Bible. It talks about what we can expect after this cosmic event is over, and what our real future will start to become. And this is great because Revelation 21 verse 4, for set. To be brief, just keep it brief. and he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more, neither will mourning nor pain be, or nor outcry be any more. The former things have passed away. The things that we are experiencing now with the many pressures and designs on this planet will certainly be done away with. And we will be put in this state where death isn't anymore. Haven't we all lost loved ones? Yeah, and it's more difficult when loved ones are children. Rascal, let's go to picture number 9, if we could. And so we go back to the covenant that was given to Abraham. Your seed would be like the stars of heaven. And we're somewhere there in the foreground going around that thing. But look at all the stars. Over 100 billion of them. Your seed would be like the stars of heaven. Let's go to number 10. And that's just one galaxy among all of those galaxies. Billions, hundreds of billions of galaxies. And so may your seed be like the stars of heaven. And so that's our future. Gee, what a great place. You mean I get my own planet? Yeah. That's a possibility. And every one of those people on that planet are your descendants. They're all your children. And you know all the other planets? They're ready to be inhabited too. 20% of those hundreds of billions of hundreds of billions are in the Goldilocks zone. So, hey, we're part of a cosmic family. And once we get through this cosmic collision that we're on, we'll be able to rejoin our cosmic family and spread that family across the galaxies. So there's our real future. There's our future. And not to live on a planet like this, but to have no evil. Guess what? You own the planet. You make the rules. And you'll do it in perfect total harmony of the planet and its creator and our spiritual and heavenly Father, Jehovah, Yahuwah. It's on our very breath. And with that, I'm going to say thank you for indulging me tonight. Thank you for coming and listening. You folks certainly are among the most intelligent people on the planet because you're listening to this information, which is as honest as it can get on this planet. It's biblical information, which is supported by what we're seeing going on this planet now. And we have a life that's worth looking forward to, as dismal as things might seem. Never give up hope. And never give up our vision of the future. Because once we make that connection with the Almighty, we ourselves will become part of that Almighty. Because it will be within us. And we are His children. And with that, I'm going to say love and blessings to all. Please share with all your friends. Hit the like button. Leave a comment. I do my best to get to read them. However, there hasn't been a lot of comments. So leave a comment. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you would like to hear about on the show. And maybe we can bring that in an upcoming episode. Riscola, thanks again for producing the show and for joining in. I certainly do appreciate that. And please listen to Riscola's show Saturday nights, the Red Pill Reality Show, at 9 o'clock, same time as this. And with that, I'm going to say love and blessings to all. Have a fantastic week. Enjoy your holiday. And keep your eyes up. We'll see what's going to go on here. It should be interesting. But love and blessings to all. Have a great night.